The next principle is something that many of you may be familiar with. It's called the yes set. In sales, it's often called the yes ladder. Remember that whenever someone starts agreeing with you, they're more likely to continue agreeing with you because you're activating the agreement part of their neurology. A way that you can use this is to begin making statements that people must agree with because they're simple facts of life, they're simple truths. What kind of statements can you use for a yes set? Well, typically anything that's true, but because we're doing conversational hypnosis here, we want to use items that will fit the context that you're talking about. For example, as a therapist, I would often start off by making general statements that are true about a client. For example, you've come here from this part of town, you're here to resolve a certain problem. This problem is something you've dealt with a long time, and now it's time for you to stop it. Think about this. I have made a whole bunch of statements which are true. Why? Because they've told me that they're true. And it almost seems that I'm kind of rapport building or just kind of getting my own ideas clear in my own head. The same can be true of a salesman. For example, a salesman can use a yes ladder by saying, well, you're looking for a car that's fast and economical, has four doors so you can bring your family in, has got a big boot, but it still has a sportiness to it. Think about what you've just said there. You've made all these comments, which seems just to be a summary of what someone else has asked you for. So they will be agreeing with it anyway. They'll be interested in hearing it. But more importantly, you're beginning to activate their yes neurology, their agreement neurology. So it's a very, very important principle to be using here. What are other ways of using yes sets? Well, yes sets can be as simple as making comments, for example, you're wearing shoes, you're wearing a shirt. So this is things that they are verifiable and true, although a little strange unless you set the context up right. Other yes sets, however, are a little bit more devious. They're what we call truisms. A truism is something that everyone tends to agree with as a way of looking at the world. The old sayings like, a stitch in time saves nine. Better late than never. Better safe than sorry. These are all truisms. These are all things that people are culturally conditioned to tend to agree with. Now, anything can be a truism provided it fits into the cultural context that you're with. So, for example, sports fans will have certain truisms about their particular sport. People in business will have certain truisms about their business. For example, you know, it's about profits, about bottom line. It's about making sure your people can deliver. Now, all of these things can be used as a yes set. If you want to see some yes sets in actions, go back to CD1, the two examples that we presented for you there, because it's something that is relied on very, very heavily in conversation hypnosis, because it's such a powerful part of what you do.